This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. El Paso County Commissioner Loginos Gonzalez says Denver County has tens of thousands more vaccine doses, even though the two counties have about the same number of people. He wants the state attorney general to investigate.
I just want to do what I can on behalf of our residents here in El Paso County and make sure they're treated equitably by the state, and that anybody that might have been making biased decisions on how distribution should happen, that we find out who that is and that they're held accountable.
Gonzalez says the vaccine gap has grown over the last 2 months. Republican Congressman Ken Buck is expected to announce soon if he will seek re-election. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
The Windsor Republican already said no to running again for Senate and chair of the state GOP party, but he is expected to run again for his current job, U.S. Representative for Colorado's 4th Congressional District. The announcement is expected next week, says a person familiar with the situation. There were some questions about Buck's political future after he expressed disenchantment with Washington, D.C. politics in a documentary. Buck could face a different district in 2022. Colorado is expected to add a congressional seat, and congressional district lines will be redrawn. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The State Patrol says stay off the road this weekend. A major winter storm will cover much of Colorado, up to 3 feet of snow along the Front Range. CDOT says travelers should be at their destinations by Friday night. It's 43 in Denver, 48 in Colorado Springs, 48 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.